Moncrief on News Talk.
The singer Lily Allen recently spoke about her strategy for keeping in touch with her long-distance friends. She assembles a list of them in order of how much she likes them. She then sends the list to her assistant, who then goes about scheduling FaceTime conversations with them. It certainly sounds efficient. Niamh Ennis is a change coach and business mentor. Afternoon, Niamh.
Good afternoon, Sean.
It's a little cold, is it?
Oh, my God, it's very cold and very clinical. I mean, the truth of it is you know, we're not robots. We don't run spreadsheets of our friends. But I also do think, in maybe in her defense, I do think that instinctively we prioritize people based on how safe or how supported or even how happy we feel around them. But the idea of ranking them and, you know, we don't all, of course, have assistants to manage our schedules, but that it just feels very clinical.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It's not even like with friendships, it's not even a matter of how much you like them. I mean, it's not the only factor. Obviously, you'd like them or they wouldn't be your friends. But friends, like all humans, have different sorts of qualities, and you might go to different people for different reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, look, I think that we all recognize now that we have different friends, or friends fulfill different needs at different stages of our lives. And, you know, in our 20s, friendships are often built around things like convenience or shared experience. But in our 30s or 40s or beyond, we start choosing our friends much more consciously. I mean, we ask, you know, different questions, as in, you know, is this a friend that I can show up fully as myself with? Do I feel safe with them? Do I trust them? Do I enjoy their company? You know, we spend more time looking for more meaningful friendships as we get older, whereas in our earlier years, it's more about that shared experience.
Yeah. Now, that's an interesting thing that you bring that up, because probably a lot of people listening would have a core group of friends who they made when they were at college.
Yeah.
But when you're at college, you're, you know, I mean, no disrespect to young people, but it's, as you say, it's a shared experience, and you're all young and everything's fantastic, and people are just full of the joys. But then 10 or 20 years down the road, you might be a completely different person to the person you were then, and be a completely different person to the people that you were great friends with in college, but you still regard them as, you know, one of your core group of friends.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, speaking to your point there about that you might be a different person, you hope that you are, because,
yes.
You know, as you evolve and as you grow and as life moves on, you know, you're expected to change. That's the, you know, that's the beauty of it. But that doesn't mean that, you know, as you change, that you let all your old friends grow. That, you know, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about honoring where you are now, and that some friendships, you know, at different phases or in different stages will just mean more to us. It doesn't mean that we should cut off anybody along
the way.
Oh, no,
not at all. I wasn't suggesting that, but it's just, I know lots of people. In fact, people have written into the show that they have these friends that they've had for 20 years and then kind of had this epiphany where, actually, I don't like them that much and I have nothing in common with them, but I kind of have to be friends with them.
Yeah, and again, I suppose that's the shared history, and yet, you know, referring back to again that, you know, because we live in a world where time is so precious, you know, our time as we get older becomes more limited, and our energy becomes much more precious and sacred. So it makes sense that we would become more intentional about who we would give our time to, and be a lot more clear about kind of the types of connections that we want to cultivate, or even just simply put, the kind of who do you want to spend your time with when you have that time, the luxury of time.
Yeah. Also, one of our listeners texted him to say, does five people require a list? No, obviously not. But it does speak to, actually, I think, a significant point. If Lily Allen has to make a list of her friends, are they really her friends?
Yeah. Oh, look, I mean, I definitely feel that as we get older, our number of close friends becomes smaller. And that's not to say that we start falling out with more people or that we don't connect with as many people. But it's just, you know, your circle does shrink. That there's no denying that. So the idea of needing an assistant to schedule in with all of the friends that you allegedly have, I mean, they can't all be good friends. They can't all be people that you trust or that you would really enjoy spending time with. So, yeah, there's a lot about that argument, I have to say, that I'd find flaws in. But and if she does have all that amount of friends, good luck to her. But I don't think that's a common experience.
Yeah, I don't know how someone could find the time to have that amount of friends. And we'd find it emotionally exhausting.
They would. Absolutely. They would. And you know, that's the thing that, you know, if your diary is already full and your inbox is already overflowing and, you know, everyone wants a piece of you, then you have to think about friendships and the good friends as being that place where, you know, you don't feel that you have to perform or that you have to prove anything. So, you know, the idea of scheduling in a call for fear that you might not speak to somebody in a week or 2 weeks, like, you know, you can't have that kind of guilt hanging over you. That's not true friendship.
Mm. No, though, someone says, I don't have a list of friends to get in contact with in a certain order, but I do find now that I'm in my 40s, I have to set reminders on my phone to remember to get in touch with them, which is a little grim. I have to do that too.
And I think that's a bit different than what Lily Allen is proposing. And I think particularly, you know, if we have friends that we know are going through tough times or that we know, you know, it might have a big job interview coming up or they might have a big birthday coming up. You know, yeah, we'll all put it into our phone to remind us to get in touch or to send the card or to send the text or whatever. I mean, that's normal. That's making sure that you don't forget. It's not saying anything about the relationship in particular or the quality of the friendship. That's just managing your time wisely, isn't it?
Should you have friends for different things or is that maybe a little transactional?
Yeah, no, I don't think it is transactional. I think we all know, even if you think about, you know, if say you were in trouble, and we often hear about this with friendship where people would say the 3 a.m. friend or the friend you'd go to who knows where all the bodies are buried or who would help you bury the body.
Yeah.
We all have different friends who we go to for advice. We have different friends who we go to for career guidance. We'd have different people that we might talk to about relationship difficulties. Like we all categorize our friendships, you know, maybe not consciously, but we definitely do it in a way that conserves our time and just make sure that we're picking the right people for the right issues.
Niamh, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Niamh Ennis there, a change coach and a business mentor.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.